AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump concedes to President-elect Joe Biden.
Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
In the video, Trump also condemns the rioting by his supporters shortly after his rally near the Capitol yesterday.
The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
The president has been denied access to both Facebook and Twitter since the rioting. There have also been calls for the cabinet to oust him under the 25th Amendment or a second impeachment. One woman was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer. Three other people died in medical events during yesterday's effort to stop Congress from certifying Biden's Electoral College victory. Right-wing groups and individuals had been posting for weeks and days before yesterday's rally and riot in Washington, using hashtags like Storm the Capitol and Hold the Line to spread conspiracy theories or violent rhetoric on those platforms while urging Trump supporters to show up at the Capitol. Even with all that activity, Capitol Police and other federal security agencies were woefully prepared for the onslaught. Assistant Defense Secretary Ken Rapiano says he contacted the Capitol Police about the need for additional officers.
We engaged with the Capitol Police last week and into the weekend. They confirmed to us after our request if they were going to come to us with any requests for assistance on Sunday, 3 January, that they were not going to have any requests for assistance for DOD.
Other officials say there were also problems with the estimation of the crowd size, anywhere from 2,000 to 80,000 people. This is AP News. The coronavirus pandemic is blamed for close to 363,000 lives in this country and the loss of millions of jobs. The AP's Ben Thomas has this on the latest weekly unemployment filings.
The Labor Department reports 787,000 Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week. While that's a slight decline from the previous week, it's an indication many employers are still cutting jobs as the surge in coronavirus cases prompts tighter business restrictions and anxious consumers decide to stay home. The report comes a day before the government releases its December jobs report. Yesterday, payroll processor ADP reported private employers eliminated 123,000 jobs last month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's National Health Service will, from next week on, employ a little-used field hospital, specially built at a huge exhibition center in East London in the early days of the pandemic last spring. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.